Do you sag at the waist? Do you bend at the knee? Well, straighten up and fly right. It's Jubilee! Well, if this isn't another set of tinkling tinsel tricked out with a mess of tooty tassets, this is Del Sharpton, blossoming out now with round pear-shaped tones, sounding my A and letting everyone else do all the work. And when I say work, I mean play. And just a bunch of guys who can do that are waiting for the pointer to stack up a bunch of notes sky high. We're into it now, and that means Earl Spencer and his orchestra. Thank you. Thank you, boys. That was entitled Concerto for 60 Seconds, played by Earl Spencer's orchestra.
Well, wait a minute there, Del. That was only our theme. We have lots more to do for the Jubilee opening.
Well, I wish someone would tell me these things. All it says here is to have Earl Spencer play his theme, and then we'll all take off to spot some flying saucers.
Well, no need for that, Del, because we have one right here. It's a little thing that really takes off and goes round and round.
You sure?
Sure, I'm sure. Just listen to this.
Well, I'll be there.
Thank you.
you, Earl. We see what you mean. That took us out of sight like a jet-propelled box kite, and so it goes. It really goes when I bring on a fine combo of musicians headed by that great trombone man, Vic Dickinson. Let's show Vic the way. Driving me crazy. What did I do? Oh, what did I do? My tears for you make everything hazy, clouding my sky all blue. How true were the friends who were near me to cheer me, believe me, they knew. But you were the kind who would hurt me, desert me when I needed you. Yes, you. You're driving me crazy. What did I do to you? Indeed, men, and thank you. That was Vic Dickinson and his merry men lapping up a couple of cadenzas of You're Driving Me Crazy. Well, now, while we were sailing along with Earl and the boys in our saucy saucer a few minutes ago, we happened to almost latch on to a very beautiful star up there in the yonder. This time around, we grab it and bring it with us, and my, how it shines. Guys and gals, that bright star is K-Star. My. That showed us the way with a capital K. Well, our little satchel of stratosphere takes a solar safari with something right off the top of our supersonic sled. Earl Spencer and the band come in with E.S. Boogie. Thank you, Earl. And then that featured the high note trumpet man in the band, Al Killian. Well, we've come around to that time when we call Vic Dickinson and his crew to provide some happy kicks for us and for you. So while they get set to go, I'll fumble around for the name of what they're going to do. And if my notes are all right, it seems like it's a little thing called I Got It Bad, and that ain't true. And if that didn't make you smile and flip your tooth, you're a square man from here to Guadeloupe. And I, like I said a little while ago about our little slice through the substrata on our little saucer, trying to grab a handful of stars, well, we got that one back again. That beautiful one called K-Star. Kay sings a couple now, backed up by Vic Dickinson and his sextet. First, That's My Desire. And the song that Kay brought back from hiding, If I Could Be With You 1 Hour Tonight. And she does mean you. Jubilee palpitates like a factored ticker. K-Star making the love notes fall all over Hothorn Hall. Well, now it's time to call a session. And we've got a gang of wonderful guys up here to take it. That means we'll turn the whole thing over to Earl Spencer and let him tell you what's moving.
Now it seems that we're in a dedicating mood this afternoon. We'd like to close our little show here just before the 1 o'clock theme of the Armed Forces Radio Service. We'd like to use our theme song, Bolero and Boogie, dedicated to all the fellas in the ward and all the people that couldn't make it here and few people out there. Bolero and Boogie.
Thank you, Earl Spencer and gentlemen. All the shouting and frantic filigree takes a fade now while we get ready to close down the hall for a little while. But you'll come back, we hope, when the ticker says it's time to set up a load of old Jubilee steam, which will hit your beam about 7 early brights from now. So plan to get with it, man, because we need you. And if you can't make it, just write Armed Forces Radio, Los Angeles, USA, and tell us why. This is Del Sharbert saying goodbye and good luck. And we'll be waiting for you. This program was arranged through cooperation of the American Federation of Musicians, James C. Petrillo, President. This is the United States Armed Forces Radio Service, the voice of information and education.